You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Lights. Camera. Action. It's the KSL Movie Show.
The end is inevitable. Your kind is headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir. But not today.
The week's big movie review, movie news, games, and prizes. Here's Andy Farnsworth and Steve Sales.
Right now, we are being so unoffensive, we might as well be a Hallmark Christmas movie. You know what I'm saying?
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's another movie show on a cool, rainy Friday in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And it's
perfect
nice to
time to go to a theater and exactly. See a great movie.
To see a movie, right? Let's hope there's some great ones. You may have to dig back to
Pull up some Oscar
2023 yeah. Oscar contenders. But our big movie of this week, and it's got an amazing name cast, is the movie Argyle. And our big movie review, sponsored by Paris RV, spring just around the corner. There's still some sizzling hot deals on 2023 RVs at Paris RV, so check them out at parisrv.com. And let's hear some sound from Argyle.
Who are these people?
Real life spies.
Why would they care about me?
What you wrote in your new book actually happened.
I'm in some really big trouble, Mom.
Oh, so now you're experimenting with drugs.
So, Steve, what if a spy novelist was so good at their job that the stuff they write about actually starts happening in real life?
Sounds like a movie.
It does, and that's the basic premise of Argyle. Bryce Dallas Howard, who you heard in the clip, stars as Ellie. And so her best-selling novels are about a super spy named Argyle, and who's played in this movie by Henry Cavill. But because they're predicting real-world events, well, real-world spies try to capture her to say, hey, Ellie, what happens next?
Yeah, so when you see Henry Cavill or Dua Lipa in the movie, it's her imagination. These are the characters that she's created in her mind to play the parts in her book.
Or are they?
Yeah, I know. That's the...
But yeah, so and they leave it ambiguous in the trailer, too. So it's really weird. It's a weird situation, but if you watch it in the trailer, you do see the part where some of the crazy stuff that Henry Cavill does is stuff that she has written in her book. But the question is, yeah. So that's what, this was one of what was about 4,700 twists built into this movie. Twisted yeah. me so much, I feel like my ankle was hurting by the end of it.
I had to have my neck adjusted. I was just getting whiplashed.
What a twist. And that's kind of where it got hurt. So it's made by the guy who did the Kingsman series, Matthew Vaughn, yeah. And he does have a good feel for an entertaining type of movie.
And he can make action scenes were spectacular.
Yes, and regardless of how you feel about what they're doing in the action scenes, or regardless of whether you believe these action scenes are even possible.
Oh, you're going to the oil. I know you're going.
No. Oh. But I'm just saying, regardless of how you feel about whether they should be doing this or whether this is plausible or whatever, they're artfully done,
yes.
And there's some fun to it.
That's correct.
But at the same time, and I am this is how I describe myself. I have a notoriously forgiving suspension of disbelief.
Well, it was tested
on
this film.
It was tested even for me to where I was like, stop it.
Yeah.
And this is where I'm going to say this is not a great movie, and it's, I wouldn't even call it maybe a good movie. It was an average to slightly better than average movie, but only because Sam Rockwell was super enjoyable.
Love him.
And Bryce Dallas Howard wasn't bad.
No, she was.
Catherine O'Hara was fun to have in the movie. She plays Ellie's mom and, you know, her Catherine O'Hara style.
Yes, she's fabulous.
But the ridiculousness just kind of took me out of it. And there's one whole sequence where one of the characters is skating around in oil that was just, I was like, stop it. Like, really?
No, I think this is Vaughn's deal. He pushes the envelope, and then he takes it and rips it up in little pieces. I wanted off this ride much earlier than the movie ended.
And it's like 2 hours and 15 minutes long.
Yeah, 19 minutes.
Well, you don't have to stay through the credits. There wasn't a post-credit scene at the very end.
Thank goodness.
Well, you didn't stick around for that.
I did not. I was done. So I did not
what I would recommend, if I was going to recommend something, it would be, if you want to see Argyle, go with somebody who you like to like have fun with. Like, this isn't maybe a really good date movie, I wouldn't say, but it's a movie that you could go to with a couple of your friends, or, you know, if it is a date movie and your partner has a really great sense of humor and you guys like to make fun of things,
or
you'll have ample ammunition to do so.
They might react like, apparently you don't like me at all. Why would you take me to this movie?
Why are you punishing me in this way?
Why?
So for me, I gave Argyle a C grade, so I gave it right at the average, and it would have been even lower if it wasn't for a couple of plot twists, which I really did like. Okay, you know, sometimes I saw, oh, I bet I think this is what's about to happen, and it did. But there was at least two where I was like, okay, you got me with that one.
Yeah, that plus Sam Rockwell, I love him. He is one of my favorite actors. So I was in the C range as well. That whole train sequence was brilliant.
That was really good. That's up on par with any of the action. It's a shame in some ways it devolved into some of the ridiculousness.
That's exactly the problem.
So that is Argyle. We give it a C, I think, combined between us.
Yeah.
And it would have been lower if Sam Rockwell wasn't so good.
Exactly.
And a couple of things. So, but, you know, have some fun with it. If it's one you already want to see, go see it. But if it's one where you're like, I wonder, this is one you can skip.
Yeah.
All right. Also coming up on today's movie show, Steve, we got a lot of things to talk about. First of all, season 4 of The Chosen, one of the incredibly popular series. It's going to play the whole season in theaters this month.
Yeah, but you see how they're doing it? Like the first three, the first week. Then
first
the next
2 weeks. I double-checked that. It's a two-week run for each set of three episodes.
Okay, but then the next one starts the following week, right?
No, it starts on the 15th.
So it's going to go 6 weeks in theaters before it actually starts streaming?
At least, yes. They haven't announced a streaming or TV air date yet. It is exclusively
it's all
in
theaters. Okay, so
for
get
now.
This right, though. The first three episodes in total are 3 hours and 47 minutes. There is an intermission, however. They will be including an intermission at the theater.
Each episode break or just one?
I think it's just one.
Okay.
Like mid somewhere. Who
okay.
knows? This is theatrical.
It made as much in previews last night as Argyle did.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
1.4 million on The Chosen, 1.3 on Argyle.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, so this is something that people are really, really looking forward to. And we'll talk about
this. This is the last fourth of, you know, since it's season four. This is the big stuff.
Not quite. They're getting really close to it. I believe they have planned 5 or 6 seasons.
Oh, they have? Oh, yeah. I thought this was the big finale.
Yeah. But, boy, wow. There is so much else, too. We've got Jungle Bunch, Operation Meltdown. There's a lot. Let's be honest. There were so
did
many
you
things
watch
this
that?
Week. Steve and I didn't see all of them, and that's one of them. We've got a movie called Scrambled.
Which I thought was really kind of cool. I mean, she's a mess. But freezing your eggs if you don't know what's going to happen in your life, I thought that was a cool idea that we have never seen in a movie before.
We've got one called Farewell, Mr. Halfman. That's one we didn't get to see. That's in French. That is about the pre-World War II in France or early World War II in France. We'll talk about that when we get to it. We've got one called Fitting In. Did you get to see that one?
I did not.
That is about a girl who finds out she has, her insides aren't arranged the way that they usually are. And how she didn't know that until she goes to the doctor. And it turns out, what does this impact have on her, and what's she going to do with the rest of her life?
So earlier last year, there was a movie about intersex people that have parts of both, or,
yeah.
You know.
This isn't that, though.
No, but this is a story that sort of takes that premise and puts it in a theatrical film.
Yes. Then we've got one called Origin from Ava DuVernay.
Yeah, if you want to pay respect to Black History Month, this is the movie.
Oh, yes. An excellent movie. We've got one called The Promised Land.
Ooh, Mads Mikkelsen in a period piece. He is just so good.
And then we have a French film that I saw yesterday called Driving Madeline that I was really, really impressed with.
Oh, good.
And then on streaming, we have Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yes, yes, yes.
We've got The Greatest Night in Pop.
Absolutely.
We've got a series called Feud. Season 2, Capote versus the Swans.
Oh, boy. I watched the first two episodes, and I was fighting to stay awake.
And then we have a couple of family-centered animated movies, one called Orion and the Dark, about a kid who meets the dark that he's afraid of.
I thought it was a brilliant little film.
Really?
Yes.
And then we have one called The Tiger's Apprentice that is about, it's kind of like a fantasy Guardians kind of a thing about a kid who is a protector of protecting like this Phoenix creation stone, and he's it's a Chinese, but I mean it's American, but Michelle Yeoh and a lot of the big Chinese actresses from today are stars in it. So that, okay. All of that, plus telephone.
So we're
going
to fight over Orion in the Dark, are we?
I think we might. Oh, and the movie show top 10, all coming up on today's movie show.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The Movie Show.
Spock, you haven't changed a bit. You're just as warm and sociable as ever.
No, have you, Doctor? As your continued predilection for irrelevancy demonstrates.
On KSL News Radio.
Steve, it's February 2nd, as everybody knows. It's an important day in cinematic history.
Oh.
Because we've got the movie Groundhog Day. So this otherwise what would be mostly irrelevant, I believe 100% is more popular today because of the movie Groundhog Day.
Oh, no question. Oh, you mean why everybody's here right now?
Well, no, just I mean like why we even care that it is Groundhog Day. I believe we care more about Groundhog Day than we did 31 years ago when Groundhog Day premiered.
I don't think Phil Connors felt the same way.
No, Phil did not. And so that's our text question of the day. In honor of today being Groundhog Day on the movie show, the question is, what is your favorite line from Groundhog Day? Text that to us at 57500. We've already got
Phil Connors.
I love everything Ned Ryerson does. Oh, classic. Great. Harold Ramis directed it. Did he also write it?
I don't know.
That's a good question. But that's what we want you to do. 57500, your favorite line from Groundhog Day. And hey, speaking of the text line, we also want you to be members of the Movie Show Club. Text the word movie to 57500. And when it texts you back, be sure to opt in. At the end of today's show, we're going to send out a trivia question, and if you reply back with the correct answer, you'll be in to win a 4-pack of tickets to the advanced screening of Dune Part 2 at the IMAX at Jordan Commons. So, movie to 57500, opt in, and then text us what your favorite line is from Groundhog Day.
And by the way, he did not see his shadow, so early spring.
It means spring immediately.
Like now.
Apparently, like right now it's spring. So throw off your coats and jackets and go out and have a picnic because it's already spring.
And you trust the groundhog that much, huh?
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, we have to. Because as Phil Connors said, this is one time where television really fails to capture the true excitement of a large squirrel predicting the weather.
This was the part that, like, yeah, we should probably redo that.
Oh, all right. Well, let's review a movie, Steve, in this segment here. We've got, let's talk the greatest night in pop.
Ooh, yeah. Greatest artists of a generation came together to save some lives. But we only had one night to get this right. Let's get this party started.
All right, let's get the party started, Steve. This tells the story. It's a documentary. One thing I didn't realize. Now, I was alive when We Are the World came out in 1985, obviously. And I was old enough to know that there were big stars in it. I was not huge into the music scene as a 10-year-old. But, I mean, the song was played all the time, and I'd seen some of the music video of it.
Yeah.
What I didn't know was that they videoed the whole entire thing all day, all through the thing. And so Lionel Richie kind of is the narrator. And it, well, guess what? He also was like one of the spearheads of the project at the time. Another thing I didn't know. I learned so much watching this.
Well, the one thing was it was coming up, and they didn't have a song yet. And so they're like, oh. So they figured out the only day that they could get all these people together was after the American Music Awards in Los Angeles.
And part of it was because this was going to be a volunteer effort.
Right.
And so normally to get stars in, you got to bring them in. So they were really smart to think, you know what, we're going to get all these stars here and get the AMA to pay for it.
Yeah, except that there was a bunch of them, like Bruce Springsteen had a concert in Buffalo the night before. So he flew in that day just to be a part of this.
Yeah, and these were all the things that you learn. And then you get to see, besides what, even if you're familiar with We Are the World, it's more than likely you haven't seen all the behind-the-scenes footage.
No.
And it was really cool how whoever made the documentary, I don't remember the director, they'd switch from the dictaphone sound or whatever the audio that was on the mics on the cameras that they had in the studio. And when they'd switch to when they'd talk into the recording mic, so it would go from like, it just felt like you were in the room with them, like in a way that I couldn't believe.
Nerd alert! Keep it,
yes, very much so, nerd alert.
Well, keep in mind also that they stayed up all night doing this. They took a few breaks, you know, for like a snack or whatever, but they were there till almost 8 o'clock the next morning, and they got there like at 10 after the AMA. So this wasn't like you just walk in, you know, they had to do the chorus first, and they had to do all the lay-ins of the individual songs. And these people were terrified because they were in the room with the biggest musical stars on the planet. And you'd see guys like Huey Lewis, who's like, he was terrified.
But they were also the biggest. Like, that's, to me, what made this so cool is, I don't know if you remember the documentary about the Dream Team, the basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
They have what's called the greatest game nobody ever saw. It was a game in Monte Carlo right before the Olympics where the Dream Team, the 12 best basketball players on the planet, split into two
teams
of six.
They went at each other, yeah.
And went at each other full power. And, I mean, it basically was the torch passing from Magic Johnson to Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, this is what it felt like watching these artists. Like, they're all their own stratospheres most of the time. They're all together. None of them have their entourage around them. They're not the center of gravity for everything.
What was the sign on the door?
Check your ego at the door.
Yes.
And so watching them rise up to what they did, and this is where the behind the scenes becomes so cool. Bruce Springsteen, he couldn't get the pitch right
until he lost his voice.
Because he'd sang the Born in the USA.
Yeah, he'd been up, you know, in Buffalo. He had been on tour. So,
and that was the end of his tour. That was the final night of his tour. So he just performed for like ever. And then he comes in to
sing. I thought there was no way he was going to. He couldn't make a sound. And then all of a sudden, when it came to his part, he just belted it out.
Oh, and so I highly recommend this one, by the way. For me, this was a B+. And I could even be maybe talked into an A- because of what I learned, how influential it was. And it was just great. I mean, before Michael Jackson got all weird, it was awesome to see him at his peak Thriller era.
Yeah.
And it reminds you how amazing a singer he was. And so just it's a time capsule and a learning thing at the same time.
For me, one of the highlights was at the end of the night, Diana Ross said, I wish this wouldn't end. Because all these people came together, no egos. They were just having a good time, and they were trying to do something really important.
And at the end, one of them drives off in their car from an empty parking lot onto a basically empty street because it's L.A. at 8 a.m.
Right.
And you're like, this, but that, they probably drove away thinking, this never happens.
Well, and on top of that, no one knew what they were doing. They had to keep it secret. And you have 50 massive artists with all their entourage, and nobody said a word.
Ah, so that is The Greatest Night in Pop. It is on Netflix, so yes. This one is streaming. B+ for me.
Oh, yeah. B+, A- for me.
B+, A- for Steve. And that is on Netflix.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. through this week. Come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind. Until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL Movie Show.
It's gonna work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The week's big movie review. News, games, and prizes. Here's Andy Farnsworth and Steve Sales.
We're slow learners. We're not particularly good listeners.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It is the movie show, and it is Groundhog Day, and we asked for your text of your favorite line from Groundhog Day, and you have responded because it's such an eminently quotable movie, Steve.
I know.
Ned, I'd love to stay here and talk with you.
But
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't winter. Drive angry.
Don't drive. That's a classic. Not bad, Mr. Connors. You say this is your first lesson? Yes, but my father was a piano mover, so.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So many good. Keep them coming. 57500 are your favorite
line. The other one I love is when he rescues that kid and falls in the trees. You've never thanked me.
Oh. All right, Steve, but let's review a movie here. Let's talk about Origin.
Ooh. It's Brett.
I'm Isabel.
Yeah, I know.
Most relationships end. Friendships, romances, they break.
This movie is by Ava DuVernay, who has done a lot of stuff on television. And
she did Selma also, I think.
She did Selma. And in this case, let's see, I'm going to get the exact, I don't want to mess it up, but it's about author Isabel Wilkerson, who has to deal with some personal tragedy while she writes this book that was a bestseller in 2020 called Cast, The Origins of Our Discontents, which is about the unspoken system that has shaped America, and it kind of chronicles how our lives today are defined by what they call, quote, a hierarchy of human divisions.
Yeah, and then how she discovered this was not only because everybody was talking about racism, you know, white versus black, but in India, they're all brown. So how do you figure that out? How do they get people to feel like they are the lowest of the low, the untouchables?
When if you look at them, there's no way to tell.
No. So how do you put that in their mind? And that is the systemic issue that I think she was trying to address in this film.
And so for me, what I liked about this most is we talked last week about Zone of Interest and what was the message that that movie was trying to teach, or at least that you were supposed to get from watching the banality of the, you know, the owner of a, or the commandant of a concentration camp having a regular family life while atrocities are going on the other side of the wall.
Literally 50 feet away.
Literally 50 feet away. And I just felt like for 2 hours, I got the message quick.
Yeah.
that, yes, it's terrible that humans can get to that point. Like, that to me was what felt like the message from Zone of Interest. Watching Origin, I felt like I learned much better why that kind of thing could exist in the first place. And what I really liked about this is the way she presents it. And this was something that I really liked about the show Black-ish as well. Obviously, as a white guy, I can't relate culturally and certainly not experientially to what African-Americans and others go through.
Sure.
I can only listen to their stories and take them at their word. So what I appreciate is you know, we talk about not wanting to get preached at in movies. Like, that's a big turnoff for a lot of people. I don't want to feel like I'm getting preached at.
Right.
Well, when somebody presents all sides of a thing and they arrive at the conclusion that you know they're going to get to probably, but they allow all points of view to be heard and they don't just hit you in the face with one of them.
Right.
I appreciate that. And I thought that's what Origin did so amazingly, that it presented all these points of view. She says, you know, she goes to a barbecue. Anjanou Ellis, who plays the author, goes to a barbecue, and all of this stuff that you'd have at a typical, like, Southern black get-together, like a Sunday afternoon, is going on, and she sits down with her sister at the table and starts talking to her about her thesis, and the sister's like, you know, what's the problem? She's like, well, it's racism. And only now the author, who's black herself, says, I don't think it's that simple. And then she goes on for the rest of the movie to explain how, because she's like, I don't get how the Nazis, like, how did they, you couldn't just look at a Jew and a regular German and say, oh, that's one versus the other. So
sadly, they learned it from us.
They did. And that was, so it goes through this whole process, and that's where she ends up in India, which is still going on today.
Yeah.
And
well, here's what I loved about this
film.
It had a feature film aspect to it, but it also felt like a documentary, because a lot of people that were in the movie were the real people. So I thought she did a brilliant job seamlessly moving back and forth between, her fictional character and then yet the actual people.
Actually, wasn't it? They're all, and that's a real person. That was the author of the book.
Yeah, right. But she was playing. That was.
Oh, I see. It wasn't video of the author. It was,
right.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So she was able to mix those two quite, I thought, beautifully. And when you see that one guy come out of that septic tank.
Brought me to tears at the end of the movie.
I couldn't believe it. And the fact that they believe that they don't deserve anything better than that, than to clean, a septic tank by going underwater. It just horrified me.
And that is still going on. And,
yeah.
And so that, to me, I thought Origin made a point that was more accessible, I hate to say easy to follow, but it was easier to follow. But it had more of an impact on me watching that and knowing that this thing is still going on today. And I give it an A-. I thought it was just an outstanding movie.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm disappointed it didn't get more publicity or Oscar love, honestly.
Well, I thought the same thing. After you kept telling me when you saw it long before I did, and I finally waited because I knew it was coming. I thought, all right, I got to watch this thing and just spend a Saturday night just engulfed in this movie. And I thought the same thing. I was like, wow. For some reason, DuVernay didn't get a lot of love from this film, and probably should have.
Yeah, so this is one, it's on my recommend list, and that is Origin. It is rated R, and it is playing in theaters, but only a handful, I think, which is another frustrating part.
I know it definitely is at the Broadway, but beyond that, I haven't seen it anywhere else. Have you?
See, that's frustrating then, but yeah. That means it'll probably come to streaming soon. All right, so that is Origin. Steve, let's review Scrambled also.
Okay.
When are you going to give me grandkids?
Talk to your firstborn about grandchildren. I don't have a man or any legit prospects.
I feel like I'm running out of time.
How old are you? Please say 32 or 33.
I'm 34.
Stupid.
All right, that was at the beginning of the movie. That was pretty cute when June Diane Raphael is sitting down with the main character at a wedding and, lamenting like, you're 34, like, you got to stop playing around. You got to stop playing around.
Grow up.
You're running out of time. If you ever want to have a kid, you've wasted time.
And you know from the beginning that this young lady played by, Leah McKendrick, she's a wild child. I mean, she's a free spirit, and you're going to see a lot of free-spirited things in this movie. So I just accepted her. I just knew that everything she said and everything she did was going to make me a little crazy. And I kind of like that about her. The bit that she did with
Ego Wodum?
Yeah, Ego Wodum was hilarious. We've seen that bridal scene before.
The bridal freak out?
Yeah, the meltdown. She took it to a level that no one has ever experienced.
Yes.
And it was hilarious. It's got some sass, though.
I was going to say, the crudity was off-putting for me a little bit.
Yeah.
But not all of it. Like, it's, again, this is one of those movies where what it was trying to say was worth hearing the message. The way it was presented, like, I actually, you know, there's some definite pathos and, you know, some, you'll feel some emotion for this girl as she's trying to go through the process of freezing her eggs, and what that entails is, whoa.
By the way, she actually did that in real life.
This is based on her own experiences,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, it is. In fact, in the closing credits, it shows the eggs, you know, in a ultrasound, and it's somebody else's eggs. They weren't hers, but she gave her credit, like, you know, this is Liz's eggs, not mine. I thought
they
was
used in the
cute
movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just
potentially
thought,
actors someday, right? Theoretically.
Oh,
those
sure
eggs.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Who knows? But when she started going back to the top of the batting order to go through all the guys that she had gone with, you know, like why didn't one of them work out? Well, of course, everybody. Sean. It should have been Sean. You know, and he's got his own thing going on. But when these boys and these players, and it's just all. I just thought it was crazy cool. I got a kick out of this film. I mean, I gave it a B. It's not, you know.
For me, it was a B minus, and it was one of those where, like, I can feel sorry for you to a certain extent. But to be fair, at the same time, a lot of these are your own choices. You know, so I do feel, and going through that, like, I would be there for a friend who was going through that, of course. But, you know, this, whoa, I'm the martyr, and, you know, I kind of get tired of that, too.
Yeah,
I
didn't
get
tired
of that,
like,
from anybody. So this isn't just because it's her.
I think she realized.
I actually liked her as an actress. I'm kind of hoping I see her in some other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Leah McKendrick.
Yeah, I think she's fabulous. I did think that she apologized for some of the things she had done. She realized that she was a mess. And going through the different aspects of those,
oh, and her
those
dad's
guys.
A jerk,
but there, my God. Clancy Brown, though, come on.
There was a scene at the end that I was like, dang it.
It got to you, didn't it?
It got to me a little bit at the end.
Well, when he said, you know, I prefer my grandchildren, you know, fresh, not frozen, that was hilarious.
There were some really cutting things.
And then their idiot brother, he's an actual comedian. I think it's Andrew Santino.
Something like that.
Yeah, he's on Netflix. He's got a couple of specials, and he was hilarious. So I was surprised at how many people they got into this movie that, you know, was a low-budget film.
Yeah, and again, this is only playing at a couple theaters too, right?
Well, it's in wider than I expected. It's in Cinemark and Megaplex theaters.
Oh, okay. And that is Scrambled. It's rated R.
Yes.
Definitely rated R.
Yeah, there's some nudity and some,
like,
sexuality.
Not like crazy rated R like some of the things I've
poor
seen.
Things.
Yeah, that's going to be the new standard for way rated R is Poor Things. But this is Scrambled. A B minus for me. You gave it a?
I gave it a B.
A B. Okay, and that is called Scrambled.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9.
The KSL Movie Show. Top 10.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the Movie Show Top 10. And Steve, the top 10 this week, not too different from last week, as I'm noticing. Perhaps it's because of the paucity of big releases in theaters. But number 10, we have Night Swim, which I did not really like at all.
No, but apparently people are like jonesing for a horror film, and that's it.
You've only made like $27
million. Ah, another 15 foreign. It's at 42. This costs $50 to make.
Dang it. Stop making money, terrible horror films.
They're gonna.
Number 9, American Fiction. We both loved this one.
Now, this one has underperformed. It's only done $12 million domestic and not released in the foreign box office.
This is one of those silly, weird, stacked releases.
Yeah, I know.
Opens in New York, then it opens in San Francisco.
They really trickled this one out too slowly. I don't
get it. I mean, that could have been good at a whole bunch of different times. It's funny. Jeffrey Wright's good. It's nominated for
Academy Award, isn't
several
it?
Academy Awards. Number 8, glad to see this one jump back in the list. Godzilla minus 1. This one's minus color, though.
I don't care.
No, actually, because they kept the color one and they added the black and white one.
Which is brilliant. This one's done well, though. 56 domestic, 49 foreign. It's at $106 million. It is the number one whatever.
And we recommend you see it.
Absolutely.
It's so good on the big screen.
I know you're going to laugh at us, but Godzilla is back.
A Japanese Godzilla movie, and we're like, yes, you got to see this.
It's amazing.
Number 7, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom.
Yeah. Actually, the number 118 domestic, 295 foreign. It just went over $400 million, which, you know, for a...
It's now the highest grossing DC movie since the last Aquaman movie.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
So Aquaman is carrying DC.
He is. Number 6, Poor Things gets the Oscar bump.
This has a pretty balanced 25 domestic, 26 foreign, $52 million, and it's come a long ways because originally this thing only came out in like 700 or 800 theaters.
Yeah.
It's now out in 2,300 theaters.
This one's for the artisan film goer only.
Yeah, Emma Stone may win an Oscar for this. It's between her and Lily, I think.
Number 5, Anyone But You, the rom-com with Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell.
Beautiful people in a beautiful setting.
Mildly funny.
Yeah.
Number 5, we did that. Number 4, Migration, the animated movie, still hangs in the top 5.
Talk about
balance. Broke $100 million in the U.S. finally.
102 domestic, 106 foreign. It's at 208.
Is this going to be the new norm for animated movies, Steve? This is two in a row where Elemental and Migration, they looked like they were kind of stumble out of the gate, but then they just sit there and make the money over multiple weeks.
Well, parents trying to take their kids to something, they got to go.
I guess. Number 3, Wonka.
This has been a huge success. Almost $200 million domestic, 357 foreign. It's at 553. This is a hit. Certified.
Get some chocolate bars, sit down with the fam, watch it together, because you're going to want to eat that chocolate by the end of the movie.
Is it streaming already?
No. Okay. Buy some chocolate at the theater.
There you go.
Number 2, The Beekeeper.
That's my boy right there.
Jason Statham stays in the top 3.
Finally made some money.
All right. And then number 1, Mean Girls for the second week in a row. Third week in a row.
$84 million. That's pretty good.
All right. That is the Movie Show Top 10, sponsored by Call Climate Services.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the KSL Movie Show.
It gave the audience feelings they weren't sure they should enjoy.
The week's big movie review, movie news. news, games, and prizes. Here's Andy Farnsworth and Steve Sales.
Like a slice of butter melting on top of a big old pile of flapjacks.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Steve, we've got a giveaway for Movie Show listeners today that we want them to have a chance to be part of. And it's join the Movie Show Club. Text the word movie to 57. What's the number, Steve?
I don't know. 575. What is it? Oh, 57. Oh, yeah, 57500 for the text line. Got it.
Sorry, I just had to take a break to choke there for a minute. Here's the thing. You text the word movie to 57500, and when it texts you back, be sure to opt in. At the end of today's movie show, we're going to send out a trivia question to all Movie Show Club members. If you reply back with the correct answer, you'll be in to win a four-pack of tickets to the advanced screening of Dune Part 2 at the IMAX Jordan Commons. This was a movie that was one of my most looked forward to last year, and I was heartbroken when they pushed it into this year, so I'm really excited about this one.
I've already got people lined up like, you're taking me to see Dune, right? Well, let's see. Well, let's see who's got the best offer.
Exactly. All right, so that's what I want to make sure you're part of the Movie Show Club. Text the word movie to 57500. Now it's time for our big streaming reviews.
Planning a weekend on the couch? Streaming your favorite movie or a new show? Andy and Steve sort through it all so you only binge the best. It's the Movie Show Streaming Reviews on KSL News Radio.
Lessons in radio etiquette. Never take a bite of something when you're about to go on the air because you'll choke on it inevitably.
That's how it works.
All right, Steve, our big streaming review of this week is Mr. and Mrs. Smith, a brand new series on Amazon Prime Video.
I'm Jay.
I'm John. You're married.
Yeah, I guess we're married.
They didn't bring up that we'd be paired until the last interview.
It's an old KGB tactic. They draw less attention as a couple.
Very romantic.
My first thought is if you're a Donald Glover fan, this is very much in line. Humor and just kind of normal, but just a bit off, like yeah. Atlanta is. And
right.
I mean, I like him. I liked him in Community. I like him in Atlanta. It just, if you're looking for silly Donald Glover from Community, it's not. It's much closer to Atlanta.
He's definitely grown up.
Yeah, so it's going to feel a little weird for you maybe right at first, but it's really well done.
Oh, and Maya Erskine is absolutely hilarious.
I've never seen her in anything. I know she's in that Pen 15 show.
Pen 15, yeah. And apparently I watched the trailer on that, and I think I'm going to go back and catch that because they did like two or three seasons of these girls that were in their seventh grade and trying to survive, and it looks hilarious. But she is absolutely brilliant in this.
But this is a different premise. Now, you've heard of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the movie with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and it was famous for 100 different reasons, only some of which is what actually happened on the screen. But this takes the premise that two spies are married to each other, but it's not the same. It's not presented in the same way.
Right. In the original movie, they were spies for different organizations, and they didn't know that about each other, which seemed kind of preposterous, to be honest.
Adam, when you're rich and hot, you go anywhere, you do anything, and nobody questions anything.
Well, they should have. But in this case, though, they know up front, we're married, and the reason is because, you know, spies working together can, you know, probably get things done better if they're a couple. They're less, you know, you don't notice them. And instead of just one person trying to go out and solve a mission. The funny thing about this, and I watched this whole thing, which to my detriment, because then I fell asleep in a movie the next day. I was up till 2 in the morning watching all 8 episodes because it is definitely bingeable.
Yeah, I was going to say. And thankfully, Prime Video for once isn't doing it 1 week at a time.
Exactly.
Which, believe it or not, that actually might work in this series. I can't figure these streamers out. They split something up that you should watch all together, like Reacher.
Yeah.
And then they have something like this because each of these episodes takes place at different... There's a couple that happen back-to-back, but others happen more spread out. And you're like, there could have been a week's break through here, and it wouldn't have suffered.
I think
but I'm
you're
glad
right.
It's all there.
Yeah. No, this is one of those where this is so bingeable that you get to the end. But each mission is separate. You know, they have... You know, they deliver a cake in one. They go to the Dolomites in Italy to try to help this one woman.
A ski resort.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. They go end up at Lake Como.
They go to a rich charity auction.
Rich Terry Austin, but the guests on these movies, like Ron Perlman is in this.
I haven't got to that episode yet, but I saw the one with John Turturro. John, I saw the one with Sharon Horgan, is
Horgan,
it? And just, they don't make a big deal about their the cameos. It's just like, you're like, all of a sudden, oh my gosh, it's John Turturro.
And then they, later on, as their marriage starts to, you know, kind of unravel, because turns out she's really good at this. And he's not quite as good as she is. And he takes offense to that. He's like, you're better than I am at this. And maybe you should have a different partner. And so that starts to wear on them. Like, no, we're together. We need to stay together, blah, blah, blah. And so their marriage that's shoved together, starting to unravel as you get towards the fifth, sixth, seventh episodes. Don't bail, though, because the eighth one is the big finale. And that's where it kind of goes crazy, and it is hilarious.
And I'm not that far. So do you think there's going to be a second season? Because that's a question I get a lot about streaming series. Is it worth me watching? Is it going to get a second season?
Well, this really doesn't need a second season. It could.
Oh, okay.
It very well could. Although, no,
Well, don't give anything away.
No. I just think that there's a little bit of a wrap-up there that may preclude that from happening. But
okay. But they're well cast, and give them a chance because they grow on you real fast.
Yeah, and they do cool spy stuff, although sometimes they're a little awkward about it because they're not, like, you know, super James Bond.
Yeah, they've never really spied before, but they have skills, and they went through an interview process, and they meet their Charlie's Angel, Charlie, who only talks to them through text.
Yeah, so really this is like a show about a couple being married, and then they do crazy stuff on the side.
It is rated mature audiences, just a heads up on that, but if you're a fan of Atlanta, I think you'll like this. And if you like action shows, you may like this.
Well, if you've never seen Donald Glover in anything, I think you're going to just be blown away because he's fantastic.
Well, you probably saw him in Solo, where he played Lando Calrissian, the young version.
Yeah, but who knows? Who remembers that?
Fine. That one's
there
one
we
less
go.
Remembered.
The nerdery here.
Ouch. All right, so that is Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime Video. Let's talk about Feud, Capote versus Swans on Hulu real fast.
Okay.
I didn't see this one, so you're going to have to.
This is second season of Feud. The first one involved
Betty Davis
and Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford, okay.
This one is her.
And these are dramatized. This is not a documentary.
No, not at all. Although they try to, you know, make it. Truman Capote wrote stories. He was a storyteller. He finds out, he kind of and puts himself into the middle of the Swan Group, which are all the rich ladies in New York, Bill Haley's wife and a bunch of other people. Bill Paley, sorry, the head of CBS. And so they have all these little stories that they, you know, are telling Truman in secret. And he ends up publishing a book about it all. And they turn on him. And they said, they're going to bury this guy. Nobody talk to him again because he is scum of the earth. And he's like, oh, come on now, talk to me.
They're going to cancel Capote.
They're going to try.
Early version of it.
Two episodes in, and so far they've turned their back on him. And
pretty good lead actresses. I heard Calista Flockhart.
Yes.
Unrecognizable.
Demi Moore,
almost.
Naomi Watts. Diane Lane.
Who plays Capote?
Tom Hollander.
Okay. Not Tom Holland.
No.
Tom Hollander.
Tom Hollander.
Did you hear the story about how Tom Hollander got Tom Holland's first residual check from Spider-Man?
Yes, I did hear that. He's like, whoops.
He's like, well, I obviously need a different agent.
So Tom Hollander, he's in Succession. He's one of the characters from that show.
That's right.
He's done
a couple
other things, but he's very Capote. Capote's over the top of this one. It's like,
I've got to remember that as a descriptor. When you watch the show, you'll know what Steve is talking
way
about.
Way Capote.
So that is TVMA, and that is on FX and Hulu, and that is called Feud, Capote versus Swans. When we come back, we'll do more streaming, including two family-friendly animated movies that I got the chance to watch.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery.
My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season two of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spending a weekend on the couch? Streaming your favorite movie or a new show? Andy and Steve sort through it all so you only binge the best. It's the Movie Show Streaming Reviews on KSL News Radio.
All right, Steve, a reminder, text the word movie to 57500. When it texts you back, opt in. At the end of today's show, we're sending out a trivia question that if you reply back with the correct answer, you have a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the advanced screening of Dune Part 2 at the IMAX at Jordan Commons. That is awesome. All right, Steve, a couple more streaming movies to talk about.
Yeah.
We're going to probably disagree about this one, so let's start with Orion in the Dark.
Okay.
Orion and the Dark.
Did we get that one?
It was a streaming movie.
I show up every night and I bring it.
Bring what?
Dark. And it's probably the most important job, too, because without darkness, the others don't get to do their bits.
Wait, there's more?
So the thing Orion, who's afraid of everything,
yeah,
fears most is the dark, like
yeah,
every kid, right?
Yeah.
But when the embodiment of his worst fears, you heard there by voiced by Paul Walter Hauser, pays him a visit one night, Dark then takes Orion away on this roller coaster ride around the world just to prove there's nothing to be afraid of.
Plus, the other entities that work in the dark.
Exactly.
And so there's
Werner Herzog, for good measure.
Yeah, he does.
I love hearing his voice
at the
planetarium.
Yeah, well, that's right. He's the planetarium guy. Yeah, I thought this was cute. What's your problem?
Well, so, look. Here's what my problem is.
All right, well, I'm going to look it up, too.
It had some imagination, and it had some cleverness. And I really like this cute little connection between grown-up Orion and his own daughter that comes into play as the movie goes along. But it was missing something. As I was watching it, I was like, yeah, probably a good call to come to streaming on this one. And I liked the characters. It was just one where the parts just didn't equal a whole that was greater than the sum of the parts. I like parts of it. I like Paul Walter Hauser. Jacob Tremblay was just fine. But it also felt like, and maybe this was intentional, but I didn't necessarily like it. Like they had an idea and they got the story out to a certain point, but then they just weren't quite sure how to wrap it up. So they just said to a kid, hey, kid, how would you wrap this story up? And then they literally did that.
Wow.
That's how I felt.
Well, so I watched this and it felt a little like Inside Out, where you have the different personalities of, you know.
It kind of had a visual look that was similar.
Yeah. And I liked the idea that, you know, the kid was starting to learn that things that he was deathly afraid of weren't that big a deal. I thought that was important. I also liked the idea that, like, well, if it's sunshine all the time, then you don't get to see the stars, or plants don't come out at night like they usually do. That was really interesting to me. They really pointed out that
the effects of not having night. That was kind of cool. I will give you that.
So I thought it was actually, and the voice work, I mean, there's a ton of people that did the voice work for this, including
Vanna. This was DreamWorks too, wasn't it?
It was DreamWorks Animation.
I'm a little surprised it's going straight to streaming, especially when you look at how the animated movies have sort of steadily just kept earning money. I feel like this one would have.
Well, maybe they didn't feel like it had enough.
And maybe whoever the studio exec felt like I did watching it, where it was okay, but not great. I gave it a C-. I thought it was just a little bit less than average.
I gave it a B+.
Okay. Hey, no, that's fine.
I just thought
maybe I need to watch it again. I don't know. That's just how
I just thought my expectations were exceeded. I wasn't expecting much at all.
Maybe I had it too high of expectations. That could be. All right, so that is called Orion in the Dark, and that is on Netflix.
Yes.
That is on Netflix. Now, on Paramount Plus, we have one called...
The Tiger's Apprentice?
Oh, yeah, The Tiger's Apprentice.
Your grandmother was a guardian, sworn to protect humanity. Now the duty of protecting it.
It's time to start your training.
Okay, hold on. Wait, how did you know I was going to survive?
I didn't.
A young boy in San Francisco meets a talking tiger named Mr. Who, and the boy discovers he's the latest in a long line of guardians who protect what's called an ancient phoenix, but it's like this little stone medallion that hangs around the neck.
Yeah.
It's got the voices of Michelle Yeoh, Henry Golding, Sandra Oh, Sherry Cola, and Bowen Yang, among others. It kind of feels like Kung Fu Panda just a little bit.
I was going to say, it
kind of has a look that's similar to Kung Fu Panda.
Like Panda
it's
Light,
okay
though.
In its own way. No, it's it kind of felt a little bit like Big Hero 6 and Kung Fu Panda mixed together a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
And it's got a good voice cast. It was, you know, I watched these movies back to back, and believe it or not, I actually kind of like Tiger's Apprentice a little bit better, but only maybe because I was disappointed by Orion in the Dark. And if I'd have watched them in reverse order, maybe I'd have had a different feel. But for me, Tiger's Apprentice was a C+. It's on Paramount Plus. The nice part about the streaming movie, Steve, is that you don't have the same monetary investment. Like, you don't want to be wrong before you start it. And like me, if I go, I'm going to finish the dang thing. I know some people will walk out, and I don't object to anybody who does that. But for me, I'm like, nope, I'm in this for the whole thing.
Yeah, I think I've only walked out of one movie in my entire career, and that was just a really, really horrible film. But
all right, so for me, it was a C+. That was The Tiger's Apprentice on Paramount Plus.
Oh, you gave that a C+?
Yeah.
Oh.
I told you, I gave it a little bit higher grade than
C-. Wow.
So C+ and a B. Oh, I gave Orion the Dark a B-. Did I get those backwards?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. See, now I'm confused. I wrote one thing one place and somewhere else another. I'm pretty sure I gave Tiger's Apprentice a C+ and Orion in the Dark a B-. So take back my... You gave it a B+, I gave it a B-.
Okay.
So how about that?
We're better. That's better.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL Movie Show. Telephone Torture.
And it means it's time for Telephone Torture. And, Steve, we've been asking our listeners today to send us in their favorite Groundhog Day quotes. But we weren't allowed to do Telephone Torture about a quote. And we couldn't do it about Groundhog Day movies because there's only one.
That is true also.
So we decided to go off of Argyle, the spy movie. And so that is our Telephone Torture theme today, is a spy movie. So we want you to call in if you'd like to win a great Megaplex prize. Call 801-575-TALK, 801-575-8255 right now. And Steve's got some questions for you about a spy movie. If you answer the question correctly, we have an awesome Valentine's Day or Galentine's Day prize option package for you to choose from, including the Valentine's prize option, which is a Valentine's dinner and a movie on a specific date at certain locations, either Jordan Commons or Valley Fair. You get two reserved movie tickets, a romantic dinner for two.
Nice.
A large popcorn and a refill, and two large drinks, and a specialty caramel apple to share. This is a $145
prize. That's where the
prize
divorce
pack
comes in.
This is a $145 prize pack.
Wow.
That you will get for free if that is your choice. We also have the Galentine's Pink Party Prize option.
It's for ladies, right?
Yeah. Or it's a, if you know, Palentine's Day, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know.
I thought it was for ladies.
But it's only available Monday the 12th. You and a guest. They can't tell you the movie, but the guests will have the best day ever. That's all we can say.
What is that?
Two movie tickets, two small Megaplex popcorns, two Coca-Cola drinks. That's a $40 prize pack.
Nice.
These are really good deals. Yeah. All right. So, do we have our first attempted telephone torture contestant?
Hello.
Hello. Are you ready?
I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay. What's your name?
Donna.
Donna. Okay, Donna. Steve,
hey.
Donna's got a question for you. Or no, Donna, Steve has a question for you.
Okay, here it is.
I like my question better.
What's the name of the movie? Okay, a famous film festival got its name based on the title of this movie.
And it's a spy movie, Donna.
Film festival. Ooh.
And one of its characters has dandruff.
Who was the character?
I can't tell you. One of the characters has dandruff.
Dandruff?
That's how the actor says it.
Oh, how about Sandra Bullock, I'm guessing.
That's the name of the movie?
No, we got to name a movie. A spy movie. What's your guess?
Oh, spy movie. How about Die Hard?
Die Hard. Is that correct, Corey and Gustavo?
Wrong-o.
Oh, Donna, nice try.
I'm still reeling from your dandruff.
Well, when it's all said and done, I will explain it to you, but I can't yet.
Okay, question number two.
All right, who do we got on the line here?
Hey, my name's Greg.
Greg?
Yes.
All right, Greg.
Okay. The director of this film wanted Cary Grant, but Jimmy Stewart wanted to play the part so badly, but Hitchcock waited until Stewart was already committed to another role. Then he offered Stewart the role, but he had to turn it down. So Hitchcock got his first choice of Cary Grant.
Well, now that should just give it all away right there.
What? I'm sorry?
And you're looking for the Valentine's movie?
No. We're looking for a spy movie. Valentine's is the prize package.
Smith. Yes,
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, is that the spy movie, Corey and Gustavo?
How about no?
Oh, Greg, good guess. That is a spy movie. However, Cary Grant was not in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and Alfred Hitchcock did not direct Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
No, he didn't.
But
no,
that is a good guess.
Shoot,
you are on the right track. Should we take one more caller?
Yeah, this one should give it away.
Okay. Let me ask, does it have to do with a national monument? I'm just curious.
I will get to that.
Maybe. Okay, who's this?
Matthew.
Matthew, have you won in the last 90 days?
Nope.
Are you ready to win today?
Do you already know the answer?
I think so.
Okay, well, here's the third clue. In the Mount Rushmore Visitor Center scene, you can see a young boy flinch before the shot is fired, since they had done the scene repeatedly, and he flinched.
He knew that it was going to be loud.
If you watch the movie, you'll see him flinch, and then the gun goes off.
That would be North by Northwest.
Is that correct? Hey, Matthew,
nice.
Congratulations. It is North by Northwest.
And the film festival is South by Southwest.
Yeah, somebody actually texted in South by Southwest, which would not be correct, but that is the film festival. We had a guest for Notorious on the text line.
Ooh.
And we did have a texter text in North by Northwest.
Okay.
Matthew, stay on the line, and Gustavo and Corey will get your information. You can say which of the Megaplex prize packages you want. And congratulations. You're in. I would pick, by the way, the Valentine's Date one. That's like
a real big deal, dude.
All right, that is sponsored by our friends at the Larry H. Miller Megaplex Theaters. Let's review really quick, Steve, The Promised Land.
Okay. No sound?
You know what? Probably no sound because they're getting the...
Velkommen til Helgos.
Du vil forsøge at dyrke heden.
Jeg vil bygge kongens første kongelighed.
Fantastisk det, du er i gang med.
I forgot. That's how good this movie was. I forgot
it was
not in...
You didn't even know it was in Danish.
Okay, so it's Mads Mikkelsen. He's a former army captain who... It goes to this, it's called the Heath. It's an area that's just all grown over with just garbage weeds. And the king has been wanting somebody to go out there and make it, you know, cultivatable so that you can grow stuff on it. He says, I can do it. And you don't have to pay me a dime. But if I can get, you know, something to grow there, I want a title and I want a manor. And they go, okay, no problem. You can be Emperor of Russia for all, because no one has been able to get anything to grow out there. Well, he goes out there.
So they don't even have anything rotten in the state of Denmark because nothing grows.
Really?
Yeah. Why, yes.
What is wrong with you? So he finally gets permission. He goes out there. He hires a couple of people that, you know, are runaway slaves from. There's this jerk guy in town who, he's got this huge place, but I don't know what he does for a living except torment people. And two of his runaway slaves goes and works for Mads. But he finds out and does horrible things. This guy's trying to stop Mads from doing anything out there because he wants the land for himself, even though he can't do anything with it. He's just being a jerk.
Okay.
So that's basically the movie. It's a very intense film. A lot of people get, you know.
Is it an action movie?
Yeah, well, there's some action in it.
It's more of a drama?
Yeah, it's drama with action.
Okay. And what did you think of it?
I thought it was amazing, except for the last two scenes where they're like, well, we got to wrap this up, so let's do this, and let's show this from far away. Like, what?
What's the runtime on it?
Do you know? Two hours and 7 minutes.
So that's sometimes I wonder, you spend 2 hours to get to the end, and then you rush the end. Like,
yeah,
cut something earlier or just give us an extra 15 minutes.
Especially the scene that they never showed you when he did something really cool, and they just riding off on horseback. Like, what? So it's 90% a great movie.
And then it sort of doesn't stick the landing.
But it's got Mads Mikkelsen. It's playing at the Century 16. Does he?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I know he has an accent.
Yeah, he is Danish.
Okay.
It's playing at Century 16 at the Broadway.
Okay, Century 16 in the Broadway.
It's called The Promised Land.
The Promised Land, and you gave it a
B+.
B+, and it's rated, I assume, R?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably. Although, it's these foreign films, sometimes they don't get rated. They're just foreign. All right, well, let's do a quick review then of the one I saw that you did not see, which was called Driving Madeline. I don't think we have any sound. If we do, it's all in French, so we can skip the sound. But Driving Madeline, it's a French movie with actors I'd never heard of before. 92-year-old lady Madeline, she looks to me like Judi Dench, if Judi Dench was a native French speaker.
Okay.
Anyway, she's moving from her small suburban home to a nursing home on the other side of Paris, and this taxi driver named Charles...
Shots,
French.
Yes.
He arrives to pick her up, and because she's in no hurry to reach her destination, she asks him to go through the places of the capital, Paris, which have been like important in her life. But as they go along,
so it's like Driving Miss Madeline.
You know, I haven't seen Driving Miss Daisy. Shut up, I know. But I wondered if there was some parallels for this. But she's not cranky at all. She's like the opposite of cranky Miss Daisy. She's like super sweet, like the grandma you always wish you had.
Okay.
And you know, she's like, I want to stop here. This is where I grew up. And then you get a little bit of a flashback to her as younger and living there. She was born just before World War II. And she talks about how she met and fell in love with an American GI that liberated Paris. And you get to know her life in these pieces. Meanwhile, the cab driver's going along too. And you find out his life has got some issues going on. And so anyway, it's just a sweet movie that by the end of it, like, made me tear up by the end.
Aw.
Like, they got to know each other that day, and it turns out she's kind of famous because she's famous in France because she went on trial for striking back at an abusive husband in the 1950s. He was a welder, and she knocked him out and then welded some things off that shouldn't ought to be welded off.
Ooh, yikes.
And though she goes to prison for years, and then it's a slow, touching movie. It's in French with English subtitles. I actually highly recommend it. I gave it a B+.
Nice.
And that's just playing in one local theater. But if you get a chance, that's one. If it, you know, comes to streaming, if you're not a fan of going to foreign language films in the theaters, I get it too. But
sure.
So that's Driving Madeline, and it is not rated, but maybe PG-13. I don't recall anything objectionable.
Except for her welding skills.
Well, no, they didn't show that part. Oh. But you knew what's going on. And she later tells Charles what she did. But, again, Driving Madeline, and then yours was The Promised Land with Mads Mikkelsen.
By the way, there was some welding in that one, too, but not welding.
Okay.
More like gelding.
Oh, yikes. All right. Well, on that note, when we come back, we'll have rapid fire where we recap everything that we talked about today on the movie show.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season two of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Movie Show.
Who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
The actor?
On KSL News Radio.
Steve, it's time for rapid fire. One last chance, though, to remind our listeners, if you're not already a member of the Movie Show Club, text the word movie to 57500 right now. When you text you back, be sure to opt in. If you're already a member of the Movie Show Club, don't worry about this. But in just a few minutes, we're going to send out a trivia question that if you reply back with the correct answer, you'll be entered to win a four-pack of tickets to the advanced screening of Dune Part 2 at the IMAX at Jordan Commons.
How many of those fours are we giving away? Just one?
A pack of four tickets.
Just one.
As far as I know, yes.
I thought there were two.
Well, we might do it again next week.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, Steve, rapid fire. Let's go over really quickly the movies and shows we talked about today. Argylle, a spy... A comedy action movie from Matthew Vaughn starring Bryce Dallas Howard and Sam Rockwell and Sam Jackson and Henry Cavill and John Cena.
Dua Lipa.
It tried. It was just a little bit below average for me. It was funny, but it strained my credulity to the breaking point.
I think I must have a problem with Matthew Vaughn because he just makes weird movies.
The only difference is this is a PG-13, and his other stuff was like hard R. Oh, the Kingsmans were hard R, and this is not. They deliver a lot of people die with very little blood.
That's true.
Considering
so
that
I
was
didn't care for
Argylle for me. This is one go with a buddy or just skip it. Yeah. Then we've got the Jungle Bunch, Operation Meltdown. We did not see. It's an animated one. It looks like Madagascar and Ice Age type animation, but it also doesn't look that great. It's, and they didn't screen it for us.
Yeah, Viva Productions.
We've got Scrambled.
I like this movie. I thought it was she's a crazy wild woman, and I think that might turn some people off, but she does freeze her eggs, which I thought was an interesting concept for a film.
Yeah, I think it's an actress I'd like to see more from. She also wrote and directed it, but it didn't connect with me like it maybe could have, but I did see the value in it. There was one called Farewell, Mr. Halfman, which is a French movie about a pre-World War II stretch with... let's see, what was the official tagline? I actually didn't know who was in it. They were all French actors that I saw.
Well, Daniel's definitely the most famous one.
Daniel Brühl?
No.
A jeweler's assistant's looking to start a family with the woman he loves. When faced with German occupation, he comes into an agreement with his employer that'll bring consequences for all involved.
Have you seen the trailer for this?
No.
So he can't get out of the country. So, we're out of time. It's actually a really intriguing movie.
I wanted to see it, but we didn't have a chance to screen it, unfortunately. We've got Fitting In, which neither of us saw, which is about a girl that has a health issue. It's a problem in her reproductive system. And so what the consequences of that are for somebody who was looking at the beginning of their life now, how does it change that?
It deals with intersex people that have the variety of different...
Does it?
Yeah.
And see, I thought it was just that her insides weren't going to make her able to have any kids of any kind. And what does that mean?
Well, that's one of the different... Like, there's 30 different varieties of people in the intersex world.
And then we have Origin... Which I really, really liked. Ava DuVernay, I thought it did a better job sending the message that what Zone of Interest was trying to do.
I thought this was a great film, especially for Black History Month. I thought she did a fantastic job talking about the caste system versus racism.
Yes, so good. And then we have The Promised Land, which you saw.
Mads Mikkelsen trying to grow some stuff in the middle of nowhere where nothing's supposed to grow, and he has a fight on his hands.
And it's in Danish.
It is.
And then I saw one in French called Driving Madeline, which I recommend if you get a chance to see it, about a cab driver taking a lady across Paris to basically go off to a retirement home where she's going to live by herself. Uh-huh. Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime for streaming, we both liked.
Definitely, and I've watched the whole thing, so don't worry about, you know, if you get to that fifth or sixth episode, it'll feel a little soft.
And so. Then The Greatest Night in Pop on Netflix.
Definitely.
Orion in the Dark, kids movie. You liked it better than I did, but it's on Netflix, so you're not out anything for trying it out. And then The Tiger's Apprentice, which I saw, which is kind of a mystical Chinese martial art animated, I thought was okay. Also, that's on Paramount Plus.
And stuff.
That's it for the movie show. Deep breath. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah. Sorry.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.